The clock is ticking down on the women's college hockey season with the Frozen Four this weekend. Wisconsin, Clarkson, Minnesota, and Cornell are the last teams standing. Maybe I should say the last teams skating. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Thank you so much for coming by today. My name is Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can give anytime or learn more at WWIB.com. Wisconsin's 33-4-2. They're the top seed, and Mark Johnson's team will play Clarkson at Hamden, Connecticut, in one of the national semis on Friday. Badger sophomore forward Maddie Posick from Stoughton is with me on the show today. So, Maddie, how about playing in the Frozen Four this weekend?
Oh, my gosh, it's amazing. I'm so excited. I think that we're ready, and we're all just so excited to just have this opportunity.
Yeah, this will be the Badgers' sixth straight Frozen Four appearance, but you haven't won the NCAA title since 2011. So will this trip be incomplete without that national championship in tow?
You know, I think overall this year has been so successful, and that's usually how it goes for this team. But I think we have a little bit of a chip on our shoulder just because we've come so close the last couple of years. And, you know, I think just we're going into it with a really good attitude, and, you know, our heads are in the right place. And I think that when we come home, it's going to be with some hardware.
Yeah, at 33-4-2 this season, one would think that you guys have had it sort of in cruise control. What challenges has your team faced this season, and how have those made you all stronger?
We suffered a lot of injury coming closer to the end, and but we've had people step up, which is really important, and it's amazing that our team is so diverse and that we're able to handle those adversities and overall just come together as a team, as a unit, and work for each other in order to win.
So you play Clarkson in the national semis, and this is a team, a program that beat Wisconsin in the 2017 title game. How about the rematch here?
Oh, we're really excited. I'm a sophomore, so I wasn't on the team at the time, but honestly, it still stings when I think about it. For my juniors and my seniors, I know that they're really excited to play. I mean, they've talked about Clarkson. I mean, when I came in my freshman summer, you know, our trainer, Jim, he just kept saying, you know, what would Clarkson be doing right now? And that's the only thing that he would say. He would just bring it up every single time we'd be working out. And so that lit a fire. And I think that we still have that when we think about it every day.
Minnesota plays Cornell in the other semi. So if you won and the Gophers won, this would be the border battle again here.
That would be awesome. I think Cornell versus Minnesota, that's going to be a really good game. But playing Minnesota in the championship, that would be so fun. But we have to take one game at a time right now. And I think that no matter what, these two games, us against Clarkson and Minnesota against Cornell, they're going to be really, really good games.
Well, Maddie, you're from Stoughton, Wisconsin, not that far from Madison. Grew up a Badger fan, started skating at age six, and as a junior in high school, the Badgers signed you. You were also offered positions at Minnesota State and Yale and Princeton and Colgate. Now as a sophomore, how do you feel about the decision to go to Wisconsin?
You know, I'm loving it. Everything about this place is amazing. I couldn't see myself anywhere else. Personally, I haven't been in the lineup lately, but I've kind of figured out my place, and I'm just trying to follow God's plan, honestly. I know that he has something bigger in store for me, and right now it's to be a light and a vessel for God's word and just glorifying him through everything that I do.
Good. Well, let's explore that a little bit. How has God been working through your life to bring glory to himself in that hockey program and as a student athlete there?
My friend and I, Maddie Rowe, we started a Bible study on our team, and so we have about eight or nine girls that come every week, and I think that's really changed the culture on our team. we play for something bigger, and I think that they're starting to understand that because a lot of them are new to their faith. Besides that, I attend AIA. I've been to UTC, the Ultimate Training Camp, over the summer. And I think those two things have really changed my mindset into not thinking about myself and not thinking about my playing time, but thinking about how I affect my team and how I know that I'm playing for something bigger and how the only audience that matters is him. And I know that no matter how I play, how I practice, like, I will always be forgiven. I'll always be loved. So that's really important.
Terrific. That's wonderful. So what are you all working through in your Bible studies there?
We go through a lot of different studies. We talk about prayer. We talk about relationships. One of a former Badger, actually, Phoebe Turner, she helps us lead it sometimes. She just answers a lot of our questions because Maddie Rowe and I, like, we're just there to kind of start it. Not really, we don't know everything, obviously. And, a lot of our best Bible studies are when we just go off on tangents and we just talk about how God is working in our lives or how we think that he is. And then the next week we'll come back and be like, well, I was totally wrong because this is really what happened, you know, which, I don't know. We just love having that time to be together and to just worship and just praise him for everything that he's done for us.
Great stuff. Maddie Posick of the Wisconsin Badger women's hockey team in the Frozen Four this weekend out of Connecticut. That's where we find her today. Maddie, thank you for coming by today. God bless you, and best of luck to your club out there this weekend.
Thank you so much.